Hi, I'm Allison Atkin. I'm a PhD student at the University of Sheffield in the Department of Archaeology. I'm just finishing up my first year, so I'm still pretty bright and chipper about the whole thing. And even if I haven't got a load of results, I do have a title. Profiling the Dead: Demographic Characterization of Mass Fatality Incidents in the Past and the Present. Now, the initial reaction from most people to this is, ugh, that's nice, and then the conversation topic quickly changes. And, well, no, it's not nice, but it is a really important and interesting research area. Here's an example. Did you know that from about 1100 to 1300 AD, the population growth in Britain was increasing at a rate of about 0.5% annually? At that rate, by the year 1500, the population should have been more than 10 million, but it wasn't even 2.5 million, and the population didn't reach the 10 million mark until the 1800s. This was a result of that pesky Black Death. The Black Death has been studied a great deal, largely because it was well documented, and some of the mass graves where the plague victims were buried have been excavated. But just think about the rest of human history, which must be full of examples of events like this. Not just big one-off events like the Black Death, but numerous smaller yet still catastrophic events. Our theory is that these catastrophic events may have contributed substantially to the mortality in past populations. But these events are likely to be less obvious in the archaeological record because of their impact on the structured burial of the dead. And since in order to study them, we have to be able to identify them, I have just justified my PhD. I'm recording and analyzing demographic data from archaeological and historic examples of catastrophic events in order to try and identify distinctive demographic signatures, such as those for pandemic disease, natural disasters, and conflict. I'm also looking to distinguish between the natural and social factors that determine the mortality profiles. With this information, we can then begin to identify previously unknown events and study their impact on past populations. My PhD is currently supervised by Professor Andrew Chamberlain, and my research is partially funded by the Faculty of Arts and Humanities here at the University of Sheffield.